Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sertori. Chick-fil-A has automated a job that took workers thousands of hours a day and resulted in a number of injuries. Daniela, you got to tour a factory that the company set up north of L.A. to squeeze lemons. Describe this place. What's it look like?
It was super interesting. I mean, from the moment that you get there, you see how automated it is. So, for example, the trucks are actually unloaded by these driverless forklifts. Then there's these like robot arms that handle the bins of lemons and dump them sort of into the production line. And pretty much everything after that is automated. One of the few tasks that required like very direct human intervention is picking out some of the lemons that got too busted in some of the processes. But once you get even toward, you know, the squeezing, the packaging and everything, it's automated and there's kind of robotic arms everywhere.
So people were hurting themselves squeezing lemons?
That's right. So if you can picture this, at every single Chick-fil-A previously, workers had to squeeze about 2,000 lemons a day. That's how much it took to, you know, get the juice to make the lemonade. And what that meant is that they had to actually slice all the lemons and then, you know, use like a juicer to get the juice out. So you can imagine, you know, if you're trying to cut a bunch of lemons, that you might get injured. And so that's actually what was happening in the restaurant. It was also a very tedious task. And it took so long that it actually took the workers away from doing other stuff, like, you know, actually making food.
Interesting. Can you describe how the plant works? I mean, are there machines that now physically squeeze and or cut the lemons?
Yeah, that's correct. And so basically everything from the very beginning, from the moment that the lemons get into the facility, you know, is automated. So after they get into the production line, you know, they are washed, they are ultimately sorted by size, and then they kind of drop into these extractors. So you actually don't see inside the extractors, but basically what comes out of the other side is sort of like the peel of the lemon. And you can see that it's already been, you know, juiced. You can see that the stuff, like, you know, the flesh of the lemon has already been taken out. So then it kind of flows through these multiple machines that like spin very quickly and do some other stuff to kind of clean the juice. And then the juice is actually separated from the pulp because there's a very specific requirement. The final product can only be 12 to 14% pulp. So basically, you know, the two parts are separated, then they're put back together. Then there is like a machine that pipes the juice into these bags. The bags are automatically sealed. And then a robotic arm basically grips the bags and puts them into cardboard boxes. So, you know, if you can imagine the process of the bag is done, you know, the lemon juice is done. There's not like a person grabbing the bag and putting it in a cardboard box and then sealing it. That all happens, you know, with robots and machines.
Wow, that is fascinating. You know, for our listeners, raise your hand if you're like closing your eyes and picturing this, the machine squeezing the lemons as Daniela describes it. A lot of times people worry about machines replacing humans, taking away human jobs. Is anyone complaining about this automation?
I haven't heard it so far. Ultimately, of course, that's a very interesting question, you know, for sort of like the long run. What I do keep hearing from the restaurant workers that I speak with in general is that a lot of them feel like they're overworked. And so, you know, it's not like because they're making lemonade, they're sitting idle. A lot of the times they're actually, there's more stuff to do. And so ultimately the question is, you know, as we keep taking tasks out of, for example, restaurants, if there will continue to be more tasks for people to do. For the time being, according to my reporting, my observations, and the folks that I talk to, the answer is yes, there's still plenty of work to do.
All right. And finally, you visited a plant north of L.A. that squeezes lemons. Does Chick-fil-A have more of these plants scattered around to keep fresh lemons everywhere?
So, no, there's actually that one plant that they use for the lemonade specifically, and they ship it to all of their locations. They don't have and are not planning to build, you know, plants of this scale for other stuff, but there is things that they're trying to take out of the restaurant. So, for example, if you can picture it, at every single Chick-fil-A, workers are actually slicing heads of lettuce, you know, for the salads. And so one of the things that Chick-fil-A is thinking about is like, okay, can we just send, you know, the salad bases already pre-chopped to the restaurant in a bag? So that's the type of thing that Chick-fil-A and honestly many other restaurants are thinking about, because there's a labor crunch. It takes a lot of time to do this stuff. And sometimes people don't even care about it. So
interesting. First, lemons, lettuce, maybe next. Daniela, thank you. That's Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8.